Thank you very much. Thank you also for the invitation to the WIPO. I have spent many pleasurable hours in this room, sitting at the back where the NGOs are. That's where usually the European Commission sits, representing the member states. And, thank you also for the introduction. I am the head of the European Commission's Copyright Unit, and in that function I am principally responsible for drafting of the European copyright laws. And the issue that we're going to discuss today, how to improve licensing for innovative and modern online services, might also require a legislative approach, and that is why my unit is involved in this debate. I want to basically talk about three issues today. What would be the ideal situation, at least from how I see it? This is, by the way, a strictly personal address. I'm talking here in my private capacity, how I see the world, how I would do it if I were in charge. You all know that I'm actually not in charge, that I have many bosses in the European Commission, and that ultimately it is the commissioners. This is the body that governs the European Commission who will decide this, and not the head of the copyright unit. But I'll talk first about the ideal situation, how could we organize the copyright licensing for online uses. Then I will talk about the real situation, how it presents itself as we speak. And then just to round it off, if we still have time, I will talk about some worst-case nightmare scenarios that are also rather likely to happen. Now, ideally, it's a story of missed opportunities, I would say, at least for the European Union. And I will principally, of course, address this issue from the perspective of the European Union. But I'm not naive in thinking that what happens in the European Union is actually the center of the world. Far from it. It's possible just that if the European Union, which in a very confined space on this globe, already has to reconcile 27 legal systems and 27 member states, if we would come up with something, it might just be possible that this is of interest for some other jurisdictions as well, once they see that internet licensing is actually not a national issue. Internet licensing is a regional or possibly even a global issue. So I will talk about the ideal state of affairs first. In 1996, as you all know, we had the WIPO treaties, and I think there we missed the trick when the WIPO treaties were transposed into the laws of the European Union, because we should have introduced some of the new copyright that was created in the WIPO treaties, not as a national copyright title, but we should have introduced it as a European copyright title. And I'm not notably talking, of course, of this new animal that was in the 1996 treaties, the so-called interactive making available right. There was no interactive making available right in any of the national laws. Arguably, some were interpreted to cover also interactive making available, but there was no specific provision in any of the 27 national laws at the time. So it would have been a brilliant stroke of genius, but of course I wasn't there yet. It would have been a brilliant stroke of genius to say, we will introduce a making available right in Europe for online transactions, which would need to be licensed on a pan-territorial basis, but we will introduce it as a new European copyright title, not as 27 national titles, which are worded identically, but are only valid for a national territory, but as a European making available title, which can be licensed in one single transaction across the entire Union. That would have been brilliant. I think that probably 50% of people here would disagree with me, but anyway, I think that would have been brilliant. That would have created a new title, which you could trade, which you could sell your rights in this making available right, but you could not sell it for the United Kingdom in isolation to one party, for Spain in isolation to another party, and then for the Baltic countries to a third party, which introduces what we heard this morning as the fragmentation of ownership, which then, of course, leads to the cry, we need to have a global repertoire database. So what would have been the advantages of the single title? As I said, one title, it can be transferred for all of Europe in one transaction, but you cannot fragment the market, you can't split the title into 27 different transactions, so that in 27 jurisdictions, potentially, there will be 27 different owners of this copyright. Second advantage, there would have been a single license. There would have been a single license for a service like iTunes, for a service like Spotify, or for any other service which has a vocation to serve everybody in Europe and not just in one of its member states. And with a single transaction, for instance, the making available rights to a musical composition could have been licensed across the European Union. And the third advantage is we would have finally created a European title also for copyright. We have one for trademarks, for instance, for industrial property. Some of my colleagues are working hard on other single industrial property titles, but we have never, ever breached this frontier for copyright. And in a sense, I have to be quite honest about this, in the European Commission, due to the absence of such a single title, copyright is a bit the poor cousin of the industrial property. Ideal situation. We come to the real situation. Well, there is ownership fragmentation. There is not a single title. We need, therefore, a global repertoire database. We, therefore, have this constant issue that we don't know who owns what. We have the constant issue of that different people own different rights in different territories. And we have, it was mentioned this morning as well, an ongoing battle between so-called direct licensing initiative and, on the other hand, collective rights management. Direct licensing basically says, I own a particular publishing right in a particular song, I'm going to directly license it across the union. But then, as we heard this morning, you'll have to reconcile the coexistence of such direct licenses with the rest of the rights, which are collectively managed, and at the moment they're still collectively managed territory by territory. So that's the real situation. Thirdly, what would be the nightmare situation, and what we're trying to avoid? The nightmare situation for many people, and again, this is entirely subjective. Maybe some people here in the room would say that my nightmare is actually the ideal situation. But anyway, from the perspective of most of my colleagues in the European Commission and also in the stakeholder community, the nightmare situation is that we replace 27 national monopolies with a single European monopoly. Of course, it sounds, on the face of it, very attractive to say there is all this repertoire fragmentation in the European Union. We will re-aggregate. So the big cry is now for re-aggregation of repertoire. Well, the best way, of course, to re-aggregate all repertoire in a single licensing point is, of course, to create a European monopoly collecting society. And then you would force also the recalcitrant publishers who have licensed their rights separately in a direct licensing deal to go back into that portal. Or you would say the portal is voluntary, but it's a monopoly. Most people in my institution think that a monopoly would be a bad idea. Licensing transactions would be slowed. There would be a panoply of tariff negotiations, monopolies. It is said, it is alleged. It's not my personal view, of course. I'm just repeating what other people say. Monopolies react slowly sometimes if you want to launch innovative services, which needs individualized tariff schemes. Monopolies usually have fixed and standardized tariffs which don't fit a Spotify, which don't fit a new service. Monopolies maybe have now come up with a download tariff, but now we heard this morning that streaming is the latest thing, so are monopolies going to quickly come up with differentiated streaming tariffs? Possibly that would be a problem. Of course, the other worst-case scenario for many people is that if we don't manage to re-aggregate repertoire, and if we still say that it should be licensed at European level, then we'll have only direct licensing deals. So we will only have publishers licensing their repertoire directly for the European Union, individual collecting societies licensing their repertoire for the European Union. We have a joint venture between the, Pablo next to me can talk about that some more, but possibly Pablo can license his repertoire directly across the European Union as well, as if he were a publisher. So we have a total fragmentation, but we have pan-European licensing. Nobody's happy with that either. That's why my commissioner has proposed a framework directive, and I might reveal bits and pieces of that directive if there are questions afterwards. Thank you very much.